Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for good works of service, that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That is from Ephesians chapter 4. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans and your host on Orphans No More. Joining me today is Christina DeSantis, Director of Communications and Strategy at Co-Mission and World Without Orphans. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Sandra. It's great to be with you today.
It's an honor to have you on the show. Let me start with asking you, Christina, how did you first get involved in orphan ministry?
Well, when I was at First Baptist Atlanta under Dr. Charles Stanley, they had many different types of orphanage ministries. And I really, actually my first short-term mission trip going out was to Russia, and I had an opportunity just to visit places and see things, and it was in my heart that I had, based on my own upbringing, that I knew how powerful it was to visit, to love, just to extend a hand and have just sweet conversations with somebody, and it may not always be long-term, but even sowing those seeds of love make all the difference, and so I initially started that way. And over the years was able to just invest a lot of time in orphanage ministry. And we can talk more about the shaping of that, of my life, and how God opened my eyes to see the need for the orphans.
And you actually spent 5 years in was it Russia, working at an orphanage?
Yes. I started traveling to Russia in 1999. And worked in Eastern Europe, former Soviet Union, but primarily it was Russia and Ukraine from 99 until about 2009. So it was about a 10-year span. But once I had made a connection with a particular director, I just saw that, you know, visiting for short periods of time to one orphanage wasn't going deep enough in establishing the relationships with the kids. So we partnered with the community, we've partnered with the churches, the businesses, the directors, the teachers, and just went deeper and just sewed into one place for over 5 years.
Incredible experiences, I'm sure. And you were able to understand how the orphans felt because you yourself were orphaned at one point as a teen. What can you share with us about that?
Well, you know, I do have, you know, amazing parents, but, you know, sometimes life has different, you know, tragedies that can happen to a family. So at age 13, I had been raised, I should go back first. When I was one, my mom had left, and so I was left with my father who raised me. And he had remarried to a widow who had four boys, so we immediately had a family of seven kids in the house and traveled, lived overseas, and so we just had lots of kids at the dinner table and family functions, but the family had split when I was 13, and so just in a matter of weeks, I lost my four brothers, my dog, my mother, one of my sisters went away, and then eventually I ended up going to a children's home for about a year and a half and didn't see any of my family. Mm-hmm. And I think it was through that time that, you know, I was fortunate that there were two ladies that were in my home that were women of God, women of prayer. And they might have silently said things over us, but they were always, you know, praying over the girls. And I think that just people would come visit and, you know, play games. And I can still remember a lady, and her name was Denny. And she didn't come preaching the gospel and you know, it wasn't about a quote-unquote conversion, but she would just come and just, you know, have a meal with me and talk to me and play games and invite me over to her house. And it really, I can still remember her as a messenger, an angel to display, you know what, you're loved and not forgotten.
Hmm.
And that always reminded me of how one person can make a difference to remind a child that they are precious. And so that propelled me, even in the orphan ministry, when we would go overseas, we would go at times when, you know, the children would probably be the loneliest during holidays, like Christmas or New Year's, and that's when we would spend the most time, like, just spending the whole week there, just celebrating and loving and doing as much as we could at that time. And I believe those touch points make a huge difference.
Mm, yes. Mm. And let's talk about spiritual orphans. I know we're generally mm-hmm. talking about physical orphans, social orphans, but we were all spiritual orphans before God adopted us into his family through the cross of Christ. Kids from hard places, whether they are in the American foster care system or in an overseas orphanage, who were and are physical orphans, need a deeper level of spiritual healing. Is that what you have found in your work with orphans and adult adoptees? I know you have a personal experience which really propelled you, and you really had great insight into how these kids feel. What have you found?
Well, I do believe that God equips us for the ministry, and in my own life, he will use life lessons to teach me his ways. Mm-hmm. And so he makes those scriptures come to life where it's not just truth that you're mentally agreeing with, but he demonstrates it in life to where it's something that you possess inside of you. And so he has carried me through various life situations to teach me, you know, that he is our father even before we were placed in our mother's womb, that he has a purpose for us, that that he's here with us on earth, and that he's going before us and behind us, and that, like, we can call upon his name. And then that he will eventually take us home to a place where we're once again in his presence. But the understanding that we are his, that he has adopted us, that he has not left us. And when the challenges come, that we can take all the things that he's equipped us with to just to finish our assignments well.
Mm.
And, you know, just as we open this whole time together with the verse from Ephesians 4, that he knew all of us within the body of Christ and how to gift us all and how to impart things within each one of us so that we can continue to build each other up and mature as sons and daughters. And so I just see the beauty of his work, of however he's shaping our hearts and lives so that we can help one another and transition to that place of the fullness of Christ.
Mm. So, Christina, share with us about your work with Commission for Children at Risk.
Well, I will say that the first time that I met Carmen with Commission for Children at Risk was in 2001 when we had a conference here in Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I'm from. And Carmen is exceptional at networking and building resources, and he's built an incredible team over the years and a lot of resources. He has focused all these years on children at risk, including the orphans and those that are distressed from trafficking situations, just the vulnerable. But he has been part of different conferences that we've held in Russia and in other nations. And we all worked together initially in Russia. And there were a couple of years that I worked, like I told you, in Russia. So we had partnerships there. And we all kind of, I would say, within the orphan care movement, because things had shifted in Russia, there was a little separation for a couple of years. And then suddenly in the last couple of years, everybody came back to the table in partnership. So you see some of the same members of that were doing orphan ministry in Russia, but they've expanded to helping in many other nations. But primarily, with Commission for Children at Risk, it's equipping the body of Christ, helping to mobilize them, giving them resources, and even just helping leadership to be able to cast the vision, those types of things. So.
Very good. Let me just remind our listeners that this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. I'm your host, Sandra Flack. And my guest today is Christina DeSantis, Director of Communications and Strategy for Commission and World Without Orphans. We were just discussing your work, Christina, with Commission. Our listeners can learn more about that ministry at visiting their website, commission.org. That's just with one M, commission.org. So let's talk a little bit about World Without Orphans, which is a global movement for every child to grow up in a nurturing, permanent family and to come to know their Heavenly Father. So, Christina, tell us about your work with World Without Orphans.
Well, there's two ways in which I participate in the movement. And one is in intercession and working with the national leaders. And helping to assess what their needs are. And within the body of Christ, there's intercessors that just help to support their work. And then also, as they are casting the vision, mobilizing the church, as there's progress, there's a way that we can encourage one another and support one another. So there is this network and communicating prayer requests, needs, just to say, okay, this is what's happening in this nation. And, of course, each nation may have a specific DNA, but there are some things that we can learn what's happening in one particular nation and be able to take some wisdom from that and help another nation to have a breakthrough in an area that they have a need. So helping the national leaders come together, helping them to report to the body of Christ so that we know how to support them. And sometimes there's needs for their particular conferences, their summits, that we provide just a support, just in their preparation and helping people to be there to support them, to speak, just really to undergird what God has given them in their nation to do.
So would you say that World Without Orphans as a movement is equipping, equipping the body of Christ and leaders in various countries to end the global orphan crisis?
Yes, they are. And they work with many different aspects within a culture. So it could be government, the church, families, businesses, different leaders, the media. But even within the leaders, there is an equipping there. There's an equipping even of the caregivers. And so having resources that we can point them to. There are certain ways that that they can have tools to be able to cast the vision in such a way that it just keeps the main point in front of the people, and they can just streamline the work that they're doing in the nation. And we just have amazing people that are just dedicated to serve in this capacity, and they travel nation to nation, and they really just they give all their experience that God has imparted to them to help these national leaders. And it's really just an incredibly beautiful work. And one of the things that is probably the most encouraging is if we look and see who God has raised up as national leaders, and you hear their stories, then many of them have come from hard places.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have been orphans themselves, and God himself has just met them at probably the most difficult time in their life and surrounded them with messengers, his angels, his saints from the body of Christ, to help raise them up, to heal them, to impart to them, and he has given them amazing platforms to go and help more brothers and sisters come.
Mm.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful work.
So, Christina, what part could our listeners play in helping World Without Orphans?
Well, I think there's a couple different ways they can help. One, whichever church that they are aligned with, that is their church family, that if each church would look in their community to see who are the vulnerable families. And there, you know, of course, there's the preventive work that we want to keep families together, keep families healthy. So, you know, having the family ministries, the marriage ministries is important. But for those children that are already in need, there's a way that we can support a family that is called to adopt, that is called to foster, and really encourage them, support them, give them relief when they need it, you know, the strengthening to keep their hands lifted up. So that's one way. And another way is there are expertise that people have. They may be legal advisors. And there is a work to do in each one of these nations to protect the children, to give them a voice, to help where there have been hindrances to getting the children in safe, healthy, permanent families. And there's just specialties that God has given each one of us that can really make a difference. And God himself, I mean, even today as we're talking, can touch upon those gifts and say, you know what, you have this one thing that you can offer. And for some people, they're at home and they have a powerful gift of intercession. They hear from the Lord. They have the heart. They know the Father's desire to reach these children and households. And they can connect with these national leaders and come into agreement with what God wants to do and usher in the kingdom of heaven into those places in agreement with the word of God and the will of God. And so there's something that everyone can do. And I encourage each one of you, even on the World Without Orphans website, nation by nation, it shows what's happening. The national movement, who the leaders are, you know, some of the progress that they're making. There's prayer requests there. We're on Facebook. There's a way that you can see what's happening. And God is truly moving across the nations. And I would just encourage you just to take a look, see what God's doing, and hear his voice saying, you know, you may have this one thing that will be the puzzle piece that is needed for this picture.
Mm. So, Christina, can you share a testimony, a success story that you've experienced in your work?
I think related to World Without Orphans, I think there's one or two stories, but related to World Without Orphans, of course, you know, my colleagues, the national leaders, and even from my own life, you know, the beauty of how God raises people from hard places and truly demonstrates that He is Abba Father, and He heals the brokenhearted, He sets people free, and he prepares this place for them to sit at the banquet table. And so I see my friend Daniel Cogway, I see George Ebenezer, I see Alex Sam, and even in my own life where God has brought things to a whole another level to be able to go back and help other people. And I just, the success of only God can intervene in those places and bring about such a transformation. And so that's a success story. But also within the orphanage ministry in working with children, my vision of success is truly focusing on the goodness of God. And whatever we believe in the goodness of God will be, and God has been reminding me not to even pay attention to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but just to focus on His goodness. And the more that we let Him fan the fire of the vision in our heart, then we can see His goodness, and He will bring it to pass. And I'm reminded of even some orphanage directors. And there was one that I worked with for 5 years, and he was a university director. And he had this vision that these children could be successful. They could be healed, they could be whole, they could even be the top of their class and excel. And so he poured into them believing this. And I've seen other directors that only had maybe an aspiration that they would be a tractor driver. And oh, what a difference for what we believe for. And I watch these children go to college, be successful, have dreams that were fulfilled, get married, have babies, have healthy homes. And so I just believe that God can write great stories, and He wants us to join in. And a lot of that is believing Him for what He wants to bring here on earth.
That's right. So we only have a couple minutes left, but as we wrap up, Christina, what would you like our listeners to really take away from our conversation today?
I think, you know, even as I was just preparing for today, that, you know, God is visiting households. He is touching the body of Christ, even for bringing in the greatest harvest of spiritual and natural sons and daughters into the family. And earlier today, I was reading about the faith of the centurion and how he had a family member that was in anguish. He was in pain. And, you know, he knew that Jesus was the answer to heal that. And so even today, as we look at the children in the orphanages, as if we ourselves have any adopted or foster sons and daughters, if we have family members that are still in a place that they still need the saving touch of Jesus Christ in their life, that by faith, even that today, that He would go into those places and touch our households. And even if we look back at that verse where it says that, that there are those that will come from the east and the west, and they will come to sit at the banquet table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's the banquet table of our Father in heaven. And so I just pray whatever the need is today, and however we all can come to faith as one body and agree that, I just pray that this is so for each one of us today.
Well, Christina, thank you for all that you are doing on behalf of orphans, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, too. To learn more about World Without Orphans, you can visit their website at worldwithoutorphans.org. You can also learn more about adoption, foster care, and orphan care at our website, justicefororphansny.org. We hope you enjoyed today's show, and we thank you for joining us. If you'd like to listen to more episodes of Orphans No More, you can find them on our website. Just click on Radio Show, and you'll find a menu of shows by guest name and topic, and that's at justicefororphansny.org. You can also help us continue our radio ministry by making a tax-deductible gift to JFO. We are a 501c3, all-volunteer-run organization, so your gifts go straight to the work of JFO. Our mission is to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. Justice for Orphans inspires, equips, and educates the body of Christ toward adoption, foster care, and global orphan care. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and I would love to come to your church and share about why and how we must walk out James 1:27. So contact me also at our website, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.